Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you have elected to spend part of your Saturday with us on Powell Broadcasting. Today we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located on the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce offices located at 101 Pier Street. As we're often fond of saying, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is 101 economic development, 101 community enhancement. People talk about college classes, English 101, Physics 101. Well, we like to think we're Siouxland 101, and that's the big numbers on the address that adorns our building at First and Pier Street. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, today we'd like to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And again, we congratulate Chris Bogenreef, who was recently elected and just recently sworn in this past week as the mayor of North Sioux City, South Dakota. Congratulations, Mr. Chris Bogenreef. Folks, I am very pleased to be joined by a first-time guest this morning who really has an incredible story to tell and an equally incredible milestone to celebrate. I welcome Elise Greenberg, who is the co-president of Greenberg's Jewelers. Elise, great to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, and we're thrilled to have you. And we're going to jump right into the business side, and then we'll backpedal a little bit to introduce you to our listening audience. But you have a major milestone coming up later this week, just a few short days away, on Thursday, May 1st, you're celebrating a very significant anniversary. Tell us about it.
We are celebrating 125 years in business in Sioux City.
First and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you.
You must be so proud.
We are extremely proud and excited to celebrate this anniversary.
I'm going to put you on the spot. How many generations of Greenbergs have been involved with this enterprise over 125 years?
We are entertaining our fourth generation already in the business.
That's so awesome because, as you know, running a family business is challenging enough. Running any business is challenging enough. Family business in particular, but to survive four generations, to thrive for four generations, you must be enormously proud.
Of course, we're very proud and we're very grateful to all of the people who have been customers over generations, and some of them are four generation customers. And we have such a great legacy in our family, and I think that's really what drives us forward.
Well, we're going to talk extensively about that family legacy in the second half of the program. And again, our sincere congratulations. Again, just a few short days away on May 1st, Thursday, May of this coming week, you will celebrate, and I'm going to try and pronounce this correctly, give me a little bit of latitude, a quasi-quicentennial. Was I close?
Close.
A quasi-quicentennial.
Something like that.
Quasi-quicentennial.
It's so hard to say.
I got it now. It's a quasi-quicentennial.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
That is.
But we congratulate you, and as I said, we'll talk about this more extensively in the latter half of the program. But let's begin by introducing you to our KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting listening audience. Tell us about where you grew up.
I grew up right here in Sioux City, Iowa.
And what part of town did you call home?
I called the north side of Sioux City home.
Where did you grow up? What street?
I grew up on Country Club Boulevard.
Okay.
And went to M.G. Clark School.
Such a beautiful neighborhood. The streets. I mean, I grew up on the north side as well, and I always envisioned how beautiful that tree-lined street was, and I always imagined families trick-or-treating, because that just seemed like the ideal place to do that.
It was a great place to trick or treat. And you said that about the tree lined street. And I remember when I was growing up, we had some kind of tree disease and they had to cut so many of the trees down, and we lost the canopy of trees over Country Club Boulevard. But I was just out walking there this morning, and it's springtime in Sioux City, which is like one of my favorite times.
I love the change of seasons. I truly do. I served in the military. I went to flight school in Lubbock, Texas, in my 20s. And I remember getting to October and November, and I was like, there's supposed to be a fall bite in the air. And there wasn't. And there was almost a sense of physical longing. I enjoy the change of seasons. That's one of the best things about where we call home.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So you went to M.G. Clark, and what came after M.G. Clark? I'm going to guess Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover.
Okay.
Central High for 1 year, and then all the new schools were built.
Oh, sure.
And I graduated from North High.
So were you a student athlete? Were you a student? Were you an academic or debate, theater?
I was an academic and a gymnast.
Okay.
So I spent most of my high school years in gymnastics on the teams.
In those days, the state of Iowa had girls-sanctioned high school gymnastics, if I remember correctly.
You are absolutely right.
Did you have a specialty?
I was best on floor exercise. I wouldn't say I was the greatest gymnast in the world, but I really did love it. And I think I enjoyed floor exercise because I also spent many years taking dance lessons.
Sure. All of my daughters participated in gymnastics, and it's such a great foundation for nearly anything, actually lifelong fitness. And I believe that's for men and women alike. I was a wrestler in college, and the kids that I competed with in high school and college that had a foundation in gymnastics were really a step ahead.
Yeah, it really builds a lot of strength, eye-hand coordination, et cetera. So it was a really great experience.
How old were you when you started?
Middle school.
Okay.
Unlike many kids today who start at 5 years old.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We start early. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Elise Greenberg. Elise is the co-president of Greenberg's Jewelers, celebrating 125 years in business this coming Thursday. And Elise, after graduating from North High School as a North High Star, what came next in your academic progression?
I went to Ohio State University.
Holy, no. You went to the Ohio State University. Yes, I learned that. I went to law school in Michigan many, many years ago. And one of my classmates was from the Ohio State University. And I was like, do you mean Ohio State? And they were like, oh, no.
Not anymore.
What's that all? What's all the about?
I have no idea.
But that's a big deal.
It is a big deal today, but it was never said that way when I was a student there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you know there's a tie to Sioux City, Iowa and Ohio State today. The president of Ohio State University is retired Navy Admiral Ted Carter. Ted was the superintendent of the Naval Academy when the USS Sioux City was commissioned there back in 2018. So he, after the Naval Academy, he was at Nebraska for a number of years, and now he's the president of Ohio State. So small world.
It is a small world.
And what did you study at Ohio State?
I studied accounting.
Okay.
And I practiced public accounting as a CPA for many years after I finished school there.
So let's back up a little bit. And what compels I'm going to say 17, 18-year-old kid coming out of high school in Sioux City, Iowa, to look a long ways away at Ohio State and becoming a Buckeye? What attracted you to that institution?
Well, first of all, I was not given a choice as to
where
I was told that I needed to leave Iowa. Okay. That it was important to see a bigger part of the United States. And
listened?
I didn't.
I didn't
have a choice.
Did this direction come from parents?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have siblings?
I do.
How many?
Two younger sisters.
And were all three of you told, hey, we want you to go off on your own for a little bit?
Yes.
Was it good advice in hindsight?
It was great advice. I would say I would have needed a little bit. I could have taken a little more direction as to the choice of my school because I got into both Michigan and Ohio State. And I made an 18-year-old decision to go to Ohio State because it seemed like it was more fun.
And was it?
It was a lot of fun. But
that's college, right?
Yes.
And the rivalry. I mean, those are both outstanding schools. And I trust that you're proud to have been admitted to both.
Yes.
Was it a hard decision?
It was a hard decision, for sure. I mean, I think all 18-year-olds, when they leave high school, are fine going away to school and choosing a school, a hard decision.
Yeah, that's a long ways away.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have computers. We didn't have Facebook and FaceTime and all the things that people take for granted today. In fact, calling home was expensive because we all paid long distance phone bills.
Absolutely. And so I would pick up the phone on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, make a collect call, and then my parents would call me back because it was less expensive if they made the call as opposed to accepting a collect call. It seems just strange today.
I know, but we all had to be, and it wasn't just who called whom, whether it was a collect call or a dialed call. There were also hours in the day that it was cheaper. Like if it was after 11 p.m., it was cheaper to make phone calls. That seems so foreign.
It does.
We're dating ourselves a little bit.
We are, but that's okay.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. I'm your host, Chris McGowan. My guest today is the co-president of Greenberg's Jewelers. They are celebrating their 125th anniversary this coming Thursday. My guest is Elise Greenberg, and Elise represents an organization in our community that is now celebrating four generations and 125 years of business ownership and leadership in our community. We'll be back with Elise after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, serving as your host. Justin Barker behind the glass, back in studio at KSCJ on Indian Hills Boulevard. In studio with me this morning is the co-president of Greenberg's Jewelers, Elise Greenberg. Elise and her family and her business and her staff and her colleagues and employees are very proud to celebrate 125 years in business on Thursday of this week. Elise, it's really quite remarkable, and I think sometimes people don't realize how difficult and demanding it is to be responsible for inventory and payroll and insurance and all the things that go into running any business. But to do so for 125 years, an incredible legacy and track record. Let's go back to the beginning. Who started this business?
My grandfather, Jacob Greenberg, came to the United States in the late 1800s at 14 years old. He was trained as a watchmaker in Lithuania, and his family started to leave that part of the world, and he came eventually to Sioux City, Iowa.
As a 14-year-old kid from Lithuania, I, in a bizarre coincidence, one of my best friends from law school grew up under Soviet communism in Lithuania, and so I learned an awful lot from him, and still do to this day. But a very proud country. Mm-hmm. And at just 14 years old.
At just 14 years old, and his family kind of splintered, he and one of his, and his sister came to Sioux City, and two of his brothers went to South Africa.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And trained as a watchmaker at such a young age, was that a family business in Lithuania?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
It could have been, but he was certainly trained early on. And what he did when he got to the United States was got certified as a railroad watch repairman, because it was important for the railroad men to have all of their pocket watches checked to make sure they could get the trains running on time.
Sure. Everybody had to have the time hack and make sure that everybody was on the same exact clock.
Mm-hmm.
When did he decide that he was going to become an entrepreneur and launch a business?
He started his business by doing watchmaking literally in the window of a crockery shop. They sold dishes, and that business went out of business. And during that interim period, he started adding jewelry to his
inventory,
repertoire,
yeah,
to his
sure.
inventory, and before you knew it, he had a jewelry store.
Incredible. In Sioux City.
In Sioux City.
Established in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
Is May 1st actually the day?
We're not sure.
But we know it's 1900.
We definitely know it's 1900.
And how did this business go to the next generation? Tell me who came after Jacob.
Both of my father and my uncle, during World War II, joined the business. My uncle started a business in Omaha, which he ran for many years.
Both sons of Jacob.
And my father took over Papa's business in the early 40s.
And your father's name?
Raymond Greenberg.
And Raymond had Greenbergs in Sioux City until you and your sister. Tell us about that transition.
So our business was the one and only jewelry store that went into Southern Hills Mall when it opened in the early 70s. And as my father's business grew in Southern Hills Mall, he was being courted by the mall developers, and he opened another store up in Sioux Falls. And then that growth continued. And at that point in my dad's life, he's like, I'm not sure I can handle all of this. And would you and Amy be interested in joining the business? And we kind of put our heads together. And in 1986, we joined the business. And then we grew the business from 3 stores to 10, and then drew ourselves back to 7 stores.
Truly remarkable. So you and your sister Amy, going back to 1986, I did the quick math in my head, 39 years. But the easier math is 125 years in 2025 means you started in 1900. And 39 years, have you enjoyed it?
Every minute of it.
It's so refreshing to hear, because people say, if you love your work, it's not work.
I would say, you know, no business goes without its challenges.
Of course.
But problem solving is part of being in business. And looking forward and figuring things out is what helps a business, and not being struck down by the challenges. I mean, we've gone through multiple recessions in the 39 years that I've been in the business.
Sure.
Let alone my grandfather nearly losing everything in 1929, which was extremely difficult.
Yeah. Obviously, the stock market crash and would have definitely impacted, I would say, your industry perhaps more than any other, because they're considered luxury items.
For sure. We consider ourselves being in the wants business, not the needs business.
Of course. It's different than a grocery store.
It is different than a grocery store or a home payment. Our competition outside of the jewelry industry are travel and, you know, entertainment and things like that.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Elise Greenberg, the co-president, along with her sister Amy of Greenberg's Jewelers, celebrating 125 years later this week. And let's go back to talk about you as an accountant and working as a practitioner and getting the phone call from your father, Raymond, saying, hey, hon, I think I could use your help at home.
It came as a bit of a surprise. I was ready for a change, and the opportunity to really run our own business with my deep accounting understanding was interesting to my father and interesting to me. And so both my sister and I have really good and strong finance backgrounds. And so that wasn't really that much of a challenge, in the sense that we had good education in that area.
Such a strong foundation and important for any business. But you guys have also become known for really good marketing. Where does that come from?
Well, I'll tell you a quick little story. My dad was driving home from the post office one day, and one of the local Sioux City policemen followed him into his driveway and said, Ray, are you okay? And Dad said, yeah, why? And he said, well, you were kind of going very, very slow, and my dad was working on a promotion as he was driving home.
Just marketing, advertising, getting the word out.
Absolutely. And we've had great success working with local advertising agencies over the years. And so there's just been good synergy in that marketing area.
As you consider your decades of service in this industry, what's the most rewarding part of what you and Amy do?
Two pieces are really rewarding for me and for Amy. One is it is our work with our customers and really giving the customers the best value. and providing a product that will last generations. Jewelry is a heritage, and most of us share our jewelry with our successors in our families, and that really is rewarding. And working with our teams in the stores and seeing what they can do to make people happy is just super rewarding.
And just such an important reminder, folks, Greenberg's Jewelers, locally owned and operated. And as I've said, your marketing is very, very strong. People know there are many stores. They may not realize that this is a Sioux City, Iowa, locally owned and operated organization. And so bring your business and tell us about your event on Thursday of this week.
It's Thursday, May 1st at 4 o'clock, and we're very excited to welcome the chamber and do a little ribbon cutting and share some hors d'oeuvres and champagne to celebrate our wonderful anniversary.
A quasquicentennial.
Perfect.
I got it right. It only took me about 10 tries, but please consider joining Elise and Amy Greenberg as they celebrate 125 years in business, locally owned and operated, started by their grandfather, Jacob, passed to their father, Raymond, and now led by Elise and Amy right here in Sioux City. 125 years is, I mean, it's an incredible legacy in any business and in any industry, but particularly, as you said, in jewelry, surviving the stock market crash of the of 1929 and Black Monday of 1987 and the dot-com bust in 2000 and the recession of 2008, you're certainly resilient.
We are at that, and that's what it takes to be successful in business. Bounce back, everybody, bounce back.
And I must apologize because I sent you a note, and I so appreciated your invitation to join you. But as you know, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce will be in Washington, D.C., and that, of course, is set by the congressional calendar. We always come in 2 weeks after the Easter Passover break in Congress. And that just happened to line up. And so I'm disappointed that I will miss it. I will be with you in spirit as we're out in Washington, D.C., making the case for Siouxland. But with all the sincerity that I can muster, congratulations to you, to Amy, to the entire Greenberg's family, to your employees as well. This is something that you have every reason to be proud of, and all of Siouxland is proud along with you. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guest today, Elise Greenberg, the co-president, along with her sister Amy, of Greenberg's Jewelers, at 4 p.m. on May 1st, Thursday of this week, at their Sunnybrook location. They will be celebrating 125 years with a Siouxland Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting. Join them if you're able, and if you're not, make sure you consider them for your jewelry wants, not necessarily needs. Because as I've said before, they're locally owned and operated. They make a difference right here in Siouxland, and we support those who support us. Elise, thanks for being our guest.
It's been my pleasure.
Congratulations. Good luck on Thursday. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland 1 week from right now.